And now, understanding the coded and not-so-coded language that tells us women to curb our ambitions, to be non-threatening, to downplay our successes. And as women of color, to believe that our success is not really earned. But here's one Latina who rose from poverty as a child to success as a businesswoman even before she finished high school. Zoe Damasela, the owner and creator of Zoe Damasela Apparel. As a teenager, Zoe appeared on the Tyra Banks Show. She was featured in the Chicago Tribune and on the cover of 17 magazine. She was invited twice to meet with President Obama at the White House as a promising young businesswoman. Today, Zoe is 22. She graduated last year from Northwestern University and moved to New York City to work as a designer for Macy's and for her own brand. We went to her apartment in Brooklyn, where she lives and works with fellow designer and boyfriend, Brian Longwill. And here, she tells us her story.
Here is our sewing room. This is kind of where we make everything.
My childhood, I guess, growing up was pretty interesting, I guess you could say. My mom was a single mother. She came to the U.S. from Ecuador, had me when she was very young, and so, you know, we lived in homeless shelters, and constantly being the poor kid in class, I was always in hand-me-downs. Like, I got clothes from a church or from Salvation Army, and so to be able to come up with an idea and draw it out and not only stop there, but make something that I could wear that made me feel not only like I had cool clothes to wear, but that I created this from nothing. I think that was a really, really empowering sort of realization. I first learned how to sew when I was about 12 or 13, and then I really started to get into it by the time I was about 14. And I remember going to fashion shows and showing my collections in shows, and I would have assistants who were sometimes in college and I was in high school, and even with my mom sometimes. And I'd go to these shows and they would always address my mom like, "Oh, are you Zoe Damasela? Is this your collection?" And my mom would be like, "Nope, that's my daughter." And it would be like little 15-year-old me like, "No, it's me." Oh my gosh, my mom is my biggest role model. She is the feistiest, most confident woman. She always raised me to be strong and independent and self-reliant and always a problem solver. I think when you grow up and you grow up with a mother who's constantly like, "Oh, my thighs are too fat and I have all these wrinkles and I have all these stretch marks," and you know, you start to think like, that's what I'm gonna become or that's what I am, and you start picking out your own flaws and you say like, "Oh, well, these are all the things that are wrong with me." But when you grow up with a mom who's like, "Everything about myself is great and everything about you is great too, and you're perfect just the way you are, just like I'm perfect just the way I am," growing up with someone who's as strong-willed as that and vocal about being proud of and celebrating their own bodies makes a huge difference. I definitely feel like after a hard day, just cutting fabric can be really relaxing. Like the sound and the feel of scissors just slicing through fabric is kind of like zen. But if I'm like really hyped up and I have a lot of energy, it can be really satisfying to just like zoom through the machine and start putting pieces together and seeing it all sort of come together. As much as I was confident from my upbringing, as much confidence as I had from the things that I had accomplished in my life, I still, much like a lot of women, got sort of misled by someone who was a manipulator.
Something went wrong with the threads here, and the machine decided that it does not like me today. So now we'd have to rethread the entire machine.
I was in this relationship with this man, and he was always very jealous, very controlling, very abusive. And there was actually one night where he started an argument with me, and we were on our rooftop in New York, and he literally picked me up and held me over the side of the roof and threatened to let me go. And I thought, this is the moment that I could die. And it was weird. It was like, even then, the thought that was going through my mind was like, well, if only you wouldn't make him so mad, then this wouldn't happen to you. And if only you would be a better girlfriend, then this wouldn't happen to you. And maybe you should stop focusing so much on your business or whatever, and you should focus on being a better girlfriend to your partner, whatever. I got down from the roof, whatever, and got back into our apartment. Then I like took a second, calmed down, and realized this is crazy. Like, this is way out of control. And when I realized it's not you, you don't have control over this. You have control over so many other things in your life, but this is not something that's your fault, and it's not something that you can control. It took me a while, but after thinking about it and coming to that realization, I literally had to throw everything that I could into a suitcase. I literally took a bus overnight from New York to Pittsburgh, and I went to my aunt's house just to get away from the city, and I escaped from that. I had so-called friends in high school who said, oh, well, I would have gotten into a good school too, but I didn't because of affirmative action. Like, the reason why you got accepted into this school is because they had to pick someone who was a person of color, or they had to pick a certain percentage of women. If everything had been fair, then they would have gotten that spot. And that's insane, ridiculous. And it's definitely something that you constantly have to deal with. It's not only with getting into school, getting into colleges, but it's like when you get jobs, or when you get awards for something, or when you get recognition for something, there's always somebody saying, well, they had to pick that person because they're a person of color, or well, they had to pick that woman because they needed a certain percentage of women to get whatever it is. I think that can be really hard, because it sort of is completely untrue and unfair, because everything that we do accomplish is through our own merit, but it's even more disrespectful and completely wrong because of the overwhelming odds that are against us as women of color. So I think, like, freeing yourself from other people's comments can be something that's a little bit challenging, but something that you absolutely have to do if you plan on accomplishing anything in the world.
That was fashion designer and entrepreneur Zoe Damasela. Latino USA's Camilo Vargas produced our story.